Don't come looking for me. I don't wanna be found. I just wanna be free. So don't come looking for me. I don't wanna be found. I just wanna run away and learn to be free.
Right, it's a loud and heavy review. Today we are doing a Circle Pit review for Tonight Alive's Limitless, out March 4th from Fearless Records. Joining me today would be Tiffany, one of our esteemed contributors at this point.
Hello.
All right, so first and foremost, thanks for joining me. It was an interesting album to first start this off. I mean, it was not what I expected, but then again, it's not really from the field of music I guess would be an expert of. You know, it's an 11-track album, came in just around, I think it was like 50 minutes. So I'll let you kind of start it off. I mean, do you have anything that really stood out to you for this album? Anything you really enjoyed?
There's a couple of songs that you could definitely hear on the radio. And they sound almost like I've heard them on the radio before.
Yeah.
But like, I don't really know that I have a favorite that really jumped out and just hooked me in the album. Like, nothing made me want to throw it on repeat for the next 45 minutes like some singles do.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely felt you could tell which of the maybe four songs on the album were the singles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the ones that really jumped out. And not that the rest were really just filler material, but the rest really had a very similar, I think what the best word for this would be, it'd be like that mainstream radio rock feel.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That, and it's like the summer anthem-y, the song that you hear 75 times in an hour on all four radio stations across the channels, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, no, that's it. It's not a bad one.
It almost sounded like two separate EPs put together.
Yeah.
Like a slower EP and then the more, you know, Tonight Alive pop rock that we were used to.
Yeah, no, those are the songs that really jumped out to me. I mean, even like from first, like the opening track, To Be Free. I thought,
oh, yeah,
you know, as an opening track, it was a great great song. When they released it as a single,
catchy.
I really liked it. And I liked where this album potentially was heading. And, you know, and that probably, I guess, well, maybe second favorite song for me off the album. But, you know, it definitely had that single feel, that radio hit. Something you can definitely feel in their live sets as well.
Absolutely.
Which is one thing I kind of noted listening throughout this whole thing is you pair this album with like a strobe light show and laser light, you know, in a live setting, maybe it'll really come alive because it has that feel that it needs to be in a club in front of a crowd, you know, jumping around kind of thing. But
absolutely. Yeah. Maybe seeing it live. In you know, a couple of weeks, maybe seeing it live will give me a different opinion of it. But I like the songs that you could hear on the radio. Everything else seems too raw. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, and like compared to their previous albums, I mean, the last ones had that more, you know, punky feel to it. It was, you know, a continuous upbeat. You know, there was more guitar work involved. It was, I guess, less depending on Jenna's singing.
Mm-hmm.
As this new album seems to do.
Yeah, you definitely don't hear as many. It's a lot of electronic, too.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you've listened to it, but like In This Moment, you know, they had their earlier stuff up through the second, the most recent album, where it was very, you know, rock-based. The singer wasn't necessarily the focus.
Mm-hmm.
But even on their newest album, it seemed to be all about Maria, the singer. You know, a real focus on her with her high notes, her singing, and everyone else falls to the background, which seems to be a feel that I got from this album, is that this was Jenna and company, more or less.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It sounds a lot like Jenna's heart was put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the songs, like Human Interaction, like their first single, like, I need human interaction. I am understimulated. I mean,
yeah. That's actually one of the ones I noted as well. another one of my favorites. And that was another one you could really just, you could hear her voice. I mean, you could feel her emotions coming through that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one was cool. Trying to think here. Another one that jumped out. My personal favorite was How Does It Feel, which I think was the most recent single put out.
Yeah, and I like the video for that one, too. It's pretty simple. It's just the band, and mm-hmm. you know, but it makes you feel it more.
No, exactly. Definitely agree with that. You know, Drive, which again was another one of the singles, you know, it stands out. And that was mainly caught my attention because the chorus was extremely
super
catchy.
Super catchy, yeah.
And then, so you think those were the real singles from the album. If I had to pick another one that stood out, the song Everywhere, I thought was a really cool one. That if you pair that one with its light show on a stage, mm-hmm. that one really would jump out.
Mm-hmm. And I Defy.
That's the last one I got here. I Defy, actually, I have an exclamation point next to that one. That was one of the ones that really surprised me towards the end of the album. So, I mean, it's an album. I mean, collectively, as a whole, it flows. You know, I mean, I've easily listened to all 11 tracks start to finish and didn't really, you know, notice that I was switching songs too many times or,
mm-hmm.
you know, didn't really have to hit skip or anything like that. So in that sense, the album works. But I just don't see it as an album that I'm going to really keep reaching back for and keep in my rotations and things like that outside of the 3 or 4 main highlights on the album.
It's definitely a chill, like something to put on to relax to, but it's not everyday listening.
Yeah. You know, and you even made the comment offline about how it's, you know, a good road trip album, you know, mm-hmm. something that you can put on, relax to, and just go.
Get to drive away from the city lights.
Yeah. Maybe this is what it's all about. We didn't look at it right.
Yeah, maybe drive. We need to put it on and go on a road trip.
You got to drive. You got to get away from human interaction. See how mm-hmm. it feels. You know, maybe go drive to the waves. It's all here. See? I knew it. There was a hidden message the whole time. No, I definitely look forward to seeing it live, though. You know, they are coming through town here in, what, 3 weeks? So.
Yeah, the 21st.
Yeah, so I mean, that'll be a second part of it. Because, I mean, I know with previous reviews, I hear an album and I'm kind of like, I don't know about this. But then you see it live, you feel it, you experience it, you get to talk to the band, get more of their direction behind it, you know, their personal feelings on it. You know, and that can always change things. So I guess my question to you now would be, so if you had to throw a score at the album, you know, if you had to go out of 10, what do you think you would give this album?
I'd give it a 7. There's nothing that I didn't like. Like you said, I didn't have to skip anything. There wasn't anything that I was like, okay, next. But you know, it all flows very nice. It sounds nice.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I'd have to agree with you. I think a 7 is a pretty solid rating for this. You know, it could go up, could go down, depending on the live setting and so forth. But seeing previous videos of the band, I mean, they seem to bring it live. So I definitely look forward to experiencing that aspect of it.
Definitely.
But yeah, I mean, in closing, anyone who, like me, I mean, I found this because I tend to more or less follow the record label they're on with Fearless Records.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of brought it to my attention. It's not your norm out of the Fearless Records crowd. It's not the heavy metal core. There's not a lot of that anger, angst side of it. But, I mean, it definitely, from a songwriting and lyrical standpoint, it's a good album. I mean, again, Jenna has one heck of a voice.
Absolutely.
It's good for that. It's good for someone who's not looking to necessarily rock out, rage out, you know, but kick back, relax, go on a road trip. I mean, that's pretty much all I got in closing, unless you got anything to
No, I think we pretty much said it all.
Perfect. All right, well, thanks everyone for listening, and you can catch us at our next review.
Bye!